wrapping up side one of the Feelies' debut album, Crazy Rhythms, from 1980. That is the song Forces at Work. Before that, Loveless Love also played the first single off that album, which was Fasse La, and the first track on side one, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, kicked off the entire album. Hey, I'm the Monster. I'm playing some of my favorite album sides this Tuesday afternoon for you just to hopefully have you enjoy it, as that's just what I feel like doing. So the Feelies, a New Jersey-based band, right? So let's move on to another New Jersey-based band. In fact, they're kind of like college rock or indie rock darlings of the day, at least throughout the 90s and into the 2000s. But back in 1986, they did have their debut album. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Yola Tengo. Yola Tengo, which roughly translates in Spanish to I've Got It, which is a baseball analogy behind that. I'll let you use the Google machine to figure that out. But the band actually formed back in 1984. And their debut album, Ride the Tiger, came out on Coyote Records in 1986. The album was actually produced by Clint Connolly of Mission of Burma fame. So let's just dive into that. Let's check out side one of Ride the Tiger by Yola Tengo.
Guys, too high to see. up to the big sky. The big sky's the big sympathize. The big sky's to occupy. Though we would like to try, then it feel glad inside. The big sky's too big to cry. One day we'll be free.
Thank you.
That's The Pain of Pain from Yelitanga's debut album, Ride the Tiger, wrapping up side one of that album for you here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Other tracks you heard in that set before that, The Forest Green, also The Evil That Men Do, and then Yelitanga doing a Ray Davies penned track, Big Sky, and start off the entire album, first track, side one, The Cone of Silence. Hey, you're listening to me, the Mockster. It's a Viva La Mock. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm just filling in some time with some of my favorite album sides, or actually some of my favorite artists, and then going back to their debut album and playing side one. I'm just, you know, I'm making it happen for you because that's what I like doing. We're coming up. We're about 8 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Before we get to any of that, I got to remind you that between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. So take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Kind of feel like I should tell you about shows going on here on WRCT, but I can never remember because we're going to be kicking off a new schedule here in like just a couple weeks. But you know, don't forget, you can always catch Larry Berger, Larry and Ricky on Saturday mornings with the Saturday Light Brigade. It happens. I don't even know what time it starts. It's just when I tune in on Saturday morning, he's there, she's there, and puzzles, games, acoustic music, a bunch of fun. And it's the Saturday Light Brigade here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's go back into another album side. I decided to go back to U2. Yeah, their first release really was an EP called 3, but their first studio album, proper full-length studio album, was Boy. It was the debut album by U2, recorded between July and September of 1980, and then it was released actually on October 20th of 1980 on Island Records. It was produced by Steve Lillywhite. The album actually peaked at number 63 on the U.S. album charts. Now, of course, U2 followed up with a tour, their first U.S. tour, which took them not only throughout the U.S., but right here to Pittsburgh. So I don't know if you were one of the fortunate few who got a chance to see U2 down at the Decade in the Oakland neighborhood when they came to town on that very first tour. But if you were, good for you. Good for you. Let's play some U2. Let's play side one of the Boy album, kicking off with their very first single, I Will Follow.
this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Waits for me to
wrapping up side one of U2's Boy Out of Control here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Into the Hearts, also in the Cat Dub and Twilight. And start off the entire set with I Will Follow, the first single from U2 from back in 1980. And that's where we are now. Hey, guess what? I am the Mockster. We are listening to some side one of some debut albums of some of my favorite artists as I'm killing time on a Tuesday afternoon, and hopefully you're enjoying that as this is the Viva La Mock radio program. Let's shift our attention to a little bit more power pop for the next couple sets or album sides, starting off things with the Posies. Yeah, power pop group that was formed back in 1986 in Bellingham, Washington by John Auer and Ken Stringfellow while they were still in high school. Now, their debut album, Failure, was actually independently released in 1988 on cassette only. And then in 1989, local label Pop Llama from the Seattle area reissued it on a cassette again. But they also did a CD and an LP. Now, an interesting note about this reissue is that due to the playing time restrictions imposed by the LP manufacturer, the band was actually forced to drop one song from the Pop Llama LP edition. The CD, the cassette, no restrictions, same as the original cassette, but the LP had to drop one song. So I'm going to stay true to the vinyl, and we are playing side one of Failure as it was issued by Pop Llama back in 1989.
Thank you. I've spent half of my life in this god-awful place, and I dare say I've only grown older. I've had all I can take of patience and kindness. I can't wait in this line any longer. But this is the way that I am. So if you choose me, please abuse me, never mind the mindless. There's no harming me intrinsically, and every sign of wear and tear is lost in autumn foliage. Well, I'm stating endless waiting is my favorite pastime. There's nothing new for me to do, and so I have to wonder, will there ever be a last time? 'Cause I need a rest. Standing in the longest line, waiting for my turn. I wonder if my turn will ever come. Chronic starter, perfect marcher, never need a reason. I guess that I could hibernate, so move away to a warmer place,
pray for a change of season. When will my sunshine?
get you on the stand and be corrected. And you can argue that you've been misdirected. Well, in reality, that's to be expected. It's something you should have accepted. It's something you should have accepted. It's something you should have accepted a long time ago.
Greetings, listeners. This is Ken Stringfellow from the Posies, Big Star, R.E.M., and so many other things. You're listening to Vive le Moc on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Treat me casual, watch me as you see. I'm not too sure. I understand the tactful planning that I must endorse. But you call me immature because I'm too sensitive to your insensitivity. I have the audacity to ask you to talk to me. No stones are thrown.
could treat me like somebody special. I can't be everything to everybody. Could I at least be something to you?
Sacrifice the